Okay, so we'll take the license to explain maybe this Magen Avraham that quotes the Zohar, the Kavod L'Omer, and maybe connect it also to what we're learning. So it says over here, Magen Avraham in the Hilchos Shavuos, he says, this is how we eat Machal Echalav, Yish Harbei Taimim. Umatzasi Kosov Atam, Disa Bezoyer, Shois and Zain Shavuos, of Sir Sahim, Hayul Yisrael, Shiva Nakim, Dugmas Isha Mitaris Mini Dasa. Then Isha, that's a Zava, needs Shiva Nakim. And each Shavua was a Yom of the Nakim. And middle was Abdu Machal Echalav, the Yadua Shadam Nekar and Asachalav. So Mimela, there was an Indian of Zainakim over here, and there was a Tahara from the Zivus, from this Tuma, and Shavuos is the Tahara of it. And somehow or other, even though Azav has nothing to do with Dam Nekar v'Nasacholav, because but the cleaning of the Dam eventually brings Lidei Chol. Okay. So, what's this whole inyan of that there was a tuma and there was a tuma that requires shiva nekiyim? It's a very specific tuma that requires shiva nekiyim. So, why was the tuma over there doing it to the tuma of a zava? And b'chol the whole like idea that the shiva the sfiras ha'omer is like a tahara process. Usually, we say maybe it's like kapara or something. There's an Indian of Tahara over here, and that end of the Tahara ends in the Yom HaShavuos, and that's symbolized with the Chalav. So I wanted to see if we can mavar a little bit that Indian of the that he's saying over there. So there's another Indian in the Sfiras HaOmer. Is that although Bali Moshe explained as a Rav Chinuch already that it's the yomim that we use to be meichin for Kabbalah Satorah. So I was listening to a shmuz, a shir, whatever, from Rav Lapiansky. So he was like asking, like, Lameisa means that we can't have to Pesach. Pesach is a very inspiring time, and we got this Kavaldika, all the mitzvahs of Pesach and the Seder and everything. And somehow or other, that's not going to get us ready we're not ready yet for Kabbalah. So what's going to get us ready? Sfiras HaOmer. What's happening in Sfiras HaOmer that we didn't have from, what's the Hemshech of the Sfiras HaOmer to the Yemei HaPesach? You didn't have enough from Pesach, so where are you getting it from Sfiras HaOmer? What's so exciting? What's the Nekuda, what's the idea that L'Chaira, the Sfiras HaOmer, is adding? So there's we're saying an idea that there's a there's in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik from Rav Tzadok. So the very first paragraph in the Sefer over there, it's hard to know if there's like a hemshech in the things, but the first one, so the first thing he said there, he says Rishis Knisas HaAdam LaAvodas Hashem Tzorich Liyos B'Chipazon. Meaning, Klai Yisrael entered into Avodas Hashem from Pesach was Bechipazin. So, Rishis, Knisas HaAdam, Avodas Hashem, is Tzarek Lirus Bechipazin, Kamo Shematzino B'Pesach Mitzrayim, Shai Nechal Bechipazin, V'loi Pesach Doiris. Pesach Doiris doesn't have that halacha. Why? Mipnei Shehaschola L'Natik Atzmai Mikol Taivis Oilam Hazeh, Shum Mekusha Bohem, Tzarek Lishmor HaRega Hashem Esoir Boi Rotzan Hashem, V'lach Boiz Al Oisei Rega L'Mar Lotzis Mehem. Ula Yochal. That when a person has a certain sense of his iris, that they grab that moment, and that's a chipozen dika moment, that a person can menatik themselves from the ra that's grabbing them. Ve'acharkach, now that you did that, shuv yilech b'mesinos v'la'at k'den Pesach doiris. Okay, then, now you're ready for Pesach doiris, shaloi b'chipozen. That the idea is that a lot of times, a person has this iris, so everyone says over that Ramban, you have to make a Kabbalah. What's the idea? So a person has this iris, and then they have this iris, Yom Neroi, wow, Kabbalah, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, if it lasts that long, yeah. So what happens? I have to get another shot. So, shot is I got my adrenaline, but ran out, so I have to get some more. And then, you know, okay, so then you know, one Hesairus ran after, you tried to get to the next Hesairus. So the pshat is that it's not that it ran out and you have to get more. The idea is that the way Avodah Hashem is supposed to work is that there's certain things which are locking us down. There's certain things which are tying us down. And the way it works is that Hesairus is supposed to be that moment that you broke away from those things that tie you down. But Lamaisi, a person didn't change yet. A person didn't incorporate the Mahalach, how to incorporate a new Hanhaga into what they do. So the pshat is this taka, this Mahalach, that a person has to utilize both. There's a Mahalach of breaking away from the nituk of the thing which is pulling them down. That Tzog is saying that Tchilas Knesses Adam is the Chipazin. But that is not the pshat that then try to find another Chipazin. Pshat is then the person is supposed to build up and say, now that I'm not caught up with this, there's a Mahalach forward, and the positive building of Avodah Hashem is the Mahalach moving forward. And some of that's like the Pshat, Rosh Hashanah, Asaris Mei Tshuva also. As Ram says, Rosh Hashanah is Rem as Yeshba in the Shofar, that a person was to Uri Yishen Mishnasim, that's supposed to use the moment of his Iris. And then the Asaris Mei Tshuva is, you made Tshuva how to incorporate the path moving forward. And this is a Mahalach you find in many places. So the tumah of a zava, of a zav at least for sure, and some of zava is the same thing. So tumah is usually there's a tumah which is like just the outside tumah smaga sheretz. Then there's tumah yotzi migufay that carry, but even those tumahs don't require shivanikim, because those are tumahs that just happened from one time incident. And that's why it could be even ba'inus. Okay. What's the tum of Zav? So tum of Zav is that the Chinuch says, that this I'm saying, this I didn't hear him, it's not anyone else's fault, this but see, the Chinuch says that what's the Indian of Zav? He says that a person is supposed to uplift themselves from their guf and not be tied down to their guf. He's not the proper way, and he made a kilkul in his guf. From all the moisters, then he has all this extra mius and tuma, and it comes out through the zivus. That's why he says, if it's an oinus, your boitkin is a zav, b'shiva drachim. Because it's an oinus, if it's a one-time thing, it's not a raya that he was mishana and mekalkal his guf. And it also has to be a build-up of three times. So three times he becomes a zav, means he's already margulin himself a certain kilkul in the guf. It means he's mishana his teva, to be mechaber himself to a certain amount of gashmias. This is the inyan of the tumah zav, is that it's a shinu in the person, he became mechaber to a bad thing. So memela by him, the Zavah doesn't explain exactly what it is. Zavah is also a kilkul in the guf, but it's more natural, whatever. And some of this is the point, is that there's a certain kilkul in the guf, and this is the most tifa tumor that we have, more than tumas meis. Tumas meis is not yotzei miguf, it's not mishtalach mishnei machanas. The Zav is the most tamei, and it requires the greatest path of tumah, of tahara. And the path is, you need shivanakiyim, karbon, everything, is because that they were attacking Mishana themselves. They were mischaber to a davara, and it brought it into their guf, and they were Mishana their teva, to makalka their teva, and they have to change. So Mela, how do you change? You have to have a process. What's the process? I was thinking that it's also similar to the Mahalach that we're being masber in this whole idea of Avodah Hashem. There's that concept, the Zava has to make a Hefsek Tahara. That means it's a Nituk from the Tumah from before, that it's Hufsak. And that's like that first step. And then the Shivanikim is the process of, depends how you learn the B'dikas Shivanikim, if it's B'machsik Tahara, then it works very good for sure. That the point is that if you break off from the Tumah, that's the moment of the Chipazin moment of, and then this is the process of Vaidash Hashem symbolized in the Tumah of the Zava, where there's a strong kilkel in the person, that they like the Chinuch says, that they were almost makalkal their teva, not to be, they became a guftika person. So what they have to do is they have to break off from the tumah, and then they have to start building forward through the process of the shivanikiyim. And that's the process of being machzik one's tara enough that now slowly but surely the steps that a person can masakin their kilkel, and they can see that they're being masakin their kilkel, then they can go ahead and have the tahara. So Mimela, this is Mistama, the concept. This could be an explanation of what the Magen Avraham brings over here from the Zohar, that the inyan of the Tahara, of the Shiva Nikiyam, of the Sfiras HaOmer, was mamash this point. That the Yimei HaPesach was the Yom HaPesach, the Yom of the Korban Pesach and the Esek and the Mitzvahs of Pesach is that moment that a person can get inspiration and get minutik and say he wants to have more shaykhs to the Ruchnias. But then from then he has to go Mimacharas HaShabbos the next day after he already did that. Then there's a new mahalach of Sfiras HaOmer. There's a new mahalach of building one's tahara day by day so that it can become a part of them, and then they can be ready for the tahara of Shavuos. So it's taka two mahalachim, it's taka two steps, and that's the process you find in all these types of things. And that's the dimyon was that we were so shakua in the tumah of Mitzrayim that it required two steps. It required first being menatek from the tumah, and that was the Korban Pesach, is shechting the whole koyach of Mitzrayim and getting the whole Mitzrayim koyach out of us. And then the next day, after we're finished, and that's the Mimachas HaShabbos, on the next day after Pesach, then we start a new avoida of Tahara, of the Zainikim, of building the Tahara in within ourselves. So, now, there's a Gemara in Brachas, and Daven and Zion, it's talking about the Chaloimis. The Gemara in Brachas says that haroya chitim b'chaloim ra'a shalom, shenemar hasom gvulech shalom, whatever that means, and then haroya sa'irim b'chaloim soru avaynaisav. So if you see chitim b'chaloim, yoroya shalom, yoroya sa'irim b'chaloim soru avaynaisav. So the Marsha says sa'irim soru avaynaisav because it sounds like the same word. The Goyin says that on that Gemara, that this is the inyan of Sfiras HaOmer according to the Zohar, that haroya sa'irim b'chaloyim is the first step. We bring the Korban HaOmer. So what's the shaychus? The first step is that the Korban HaOmer was brought up sa'irim because you find that a saita, in order to prove her tahara to her husband, has to bring a carbon made of sa'ir. So we're bringing kilu that carbon. And then he says, Shaz netar misrael. Then, so that's the carbon. And then he says, the chibur to Kodesh Baruch Hu is then after the Shiva Nikim, then we menatek ourselves, the way we're saying is that we're showing we're not shy to that tumah, we have no tumah. And then we're building up the tahara for seven days until the Incham Kitra Klag Lochim, and then on Yom Shavu Avol Batzeres is the Chibur of Isha Labayla, and Memela, that's we bring a carbon of Chitim, which is Shalom. There's the complete Chibur of Shalom of Ish V'Isha is Shalom, and the Chibur of Asta Kodesh Baruch Hu is by bringing the carbon of Chitim. So the carbon of Sa'irim is Saru Avanecha, is that there's a nituk from the Averis, and that was the carbon Omer, and then from there we count the Shemini came to build up to the carbon of Chitim, which is the Shal. That's what he says. So that's the Chibur of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, Lemaisa, after the Shiva Nikim is over, you need a Maisa of Tahara. So what's the Maisa of Tahara? Is the Yom HaShchamishim, is the Yom HaShuas, is the day of the Tahara. So what's the Tahara? So Pashup Shat, you could say the Tahara of being Makabalatari, like the Rambam says in the end of Mikvois. The Rambam says in the end of Mikvois that a person that has a Tumah, he can be Toivel in the Me'adas, and he puts himself into completely, and the reason it's like a tevila, he says, is because you don't. It happens automatically, and you have to kavanah to become tar. also that Mufarz and Bali Musa say you have to be toibal completely, your whole guf, and be Isaac with Torah. If a person's toibal completely with no chatzitza, then the tahara can happen. So then that would be the three-step process. A person has to go and menating himself from those things pulling him down, then they build a process up of tahara, and then they come to the chibur of the Torah, and the Torah is metaharing them. We could say one more knetch, unbelievable knetch, Shachokma says that we said Ma Mikvah Mataris Atzmeim Abkodesh Baruch Mataris Yisrael. So what's the Ma Mikvah exactly? The point is, so there's also Paradumas Matara people. I mean, there's other things that bring Tara. What's the Ma Mikvah Mataris Atzmeim? So the Meshachokma that is not talking about that the Mikvah is Matara Tami person when he goes in. It's talking about the other din of the Rosh Zriya. It's talking about if you have Mayim Tmeim, how do you make Mayim Tmeim Tar? You do Zriya into the mikvah. So when you do Zriya into the mikvah, and you take tummy water and you put it into the mikvah, so you the Zriya, and that's how a shaka works to Mitara the Mayim. So merely you do Zriya. So Ma Mikvah is Mitara the Tmeim. A mikvah is Mitara Mayim Tmeim when you attach it to the mikvah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mitara Yisrael. When we're Be'etzem, Makar Chutzavchem, that the Nishmas Yisrael is Makusher with Kutcher Brichu, Be'etzem, that it's a chelik olakamal, and if a person is mekasha themselves with a kodesh baruch hu, then metara the only neshama ba'ashaka, that they're metara the tuma that's inside them by being mischaber to kodesh baruch hu completely and taking away the guf and taking away all those things that distract the person, and the pure chibur to kodesh baruch hu is metara klal yisrael. So he says, unbelievable pshat. So memela the tahara of the yom chamishim. According to Rambam, is the Esek Batara. According to there's a tahara that goes on with the Etzel Chibur of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So according to that, the whole thing is being misalik the taivis and everything with the guf. So he starts on Pesach, and they do the carbon Pesach. Then they bring the carbon Oimer to show that they're not mechubar to the tumah. And then they're building up this mahalach until they can come mischaber to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Mamela, according to this, the Chibur to Kodesh Baruch Hu is becoming one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Goyin says, is that you get to a carbon of Chitim, which is Shalom, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Mela, that Tumah disappears, and then there's a Chibur of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Mela, that's the Cholov, that the Cholov comes from the Chibur of Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Moilet, and that brings Paris, and then that's the Cholov. So Akapon is the Mahalach that we're talking about over here, is the Mahalach of first realizing that there's things that bring us down, and we can menatek ourselves from that, and then building up mahalach so that we can mekabel the tahara of the Yom HaShavuos.